The breaking in process has gone as well as can be expected as James Patrick moved to 3-1 as new head coach of the Victoria Royals following a 4-games-in-5-days whirlwind that concluded Tuesday night with a 5-3 WHL victory over the Kelowna Rockets. They, players, have handled it outstandingly. It's not easy. It's an emotional week, said Patrick, who took over from the fired Dan Price 8 days ago. Some of the kids have been with the same coach, Price, for 4 years and they developed a real close relationship and close bond. Almost like a father-son relationship, added Patrick, in a media scrum during the 2-game sweep of the Rockets at Save on Foods Memorial Center. And now to have someone new come in, it's not always easy with a different voice. Every coach has little different things they look for and ask for from their team, said the 1,200-plus career games NHLer, who last season guided the Winnipeg Ice to the regular season WHL championship and the league playoff final. They have heard from me on certain areas I want them to change their game a bit. All while you're doing it on the fly without much practice time. They welcomed me and opened up their minds to some of the things I'm saying and have gone out and played hard. Victoria's two import forwards scored Tuesday as Czech World Junior Championship silver medalist Robin Sapusek recorded his team-leading 10th goal of the season and Norwegian Kasper Evensen Haugen his 4th. The Royals, the 1st of August 12, continued getting production from the blue line as Arizona Coyotes draft pick Justin Kipke followed up his natural hat-trick from Monday's 3-2 overtime victory over the Rockets with 2 assists Tuesday while fellow defenseman Nate Miskey added 2 assists. Deegan Kinneberg, on a 2-point night, Matthew Hodson and Dawson Pasternak scored the other Victoria goals before 2,484 fans. Prize rookie Cole Reschany, who returned Monday from the World U17 tournament, extended his WHL points streak to 11 games with an assist. The last few games we've been turning it up. We've got to keep the forecheck going, said Kinneberg, in addressing the crowd following Tuesday night's game. The Rockets, 7-1-1-2, were compromised Tuesday by the absence of injured Washington Capitals second-round draft pick Andrew Kristall, but they still came at the Royals with third-round Seattle Kraken draft pick Caden Price and projected second to third-round 2024 NHL draft pick Tej Aginla, son of former Calgary Flames great Jerome Aginla, who scored in both games Monday and Tuesday to move to 15 goals on the season. Marek Rokic and Ethan Newtons also scored for a Rockets team that features Victoria product Ethan Mittelstedt on defense. Rookie Royals goaltender Jaden Krause was there when needed in a 28-save performance. Jari Kaikkonen and Jake Pilon combined to make 26 saves for Kelowna. The Royals meet the Lethbridge Hurricanes, the 2nd of August 10, on Friday night at the Memorial Center. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.